I am Kukui.
You heard him. That's Kukui. I used to prefer D-Rock when I was a kid.
All right, well, fuck.
Then I went from D-Rock to D-Money.
Yeah, probably D-Money's a little better.
I went from D-Money to DZF Baby.
Unless you're selling rocks.
Yeah. And now it's just fucking D. And yeah, but anyway, here we are. New show, new week, episode 206. If I'm not mistaken, El Kukui, we have a special guest coming out on 207, right?
Oh yeah.
Guy by Mr. Keto 50 will be here.
You know me, and I've never really got along with the police, but he's a good dude. So he's a different kind. He's a good police.
So I can't wait to catch up with Keto. I'm sure it'll be nice. Look out for that. Maybe if you guys are listening to this, say you're listening to this on Sunday, Wednesday ish. So we'll probably have him on then. Keto 50, look out for that. Look out for Keto 50 across all social media. Dude showing you how to live right. He's a former police officer who's now just living the life. So
he's becoming a living legend, bro, with his activities he's doing. He's helping people across the country.
Look out for that this coming Wednesday, episode number 207. But for now, El Kukui, how was the week, man? What do we got to do? What do we got to talk about? Come on.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit. Week was good. Good show. Overpromise was good. CNR was good. Have Smut, they said. Why do I like that damn podcast? For all the shit I talk about, Rich, I like the podcast, and I cannot give you a valid explanation why, but I dig it. But before that, man, fucking a lot of good shit this week. A lot of good shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of Have Smut, they said, Nicole at one point said she could probably handle three penises. Three penises. And did you hear that or what?
I don't remember hearing that. But one thing that I heard on the most recent episode where Rich was like, he was saying something about cleaning or some shit. And he was like, and I know about sports or some shit. He's like, does that turn you on, Nicole? And I was like,
yes.
I was like, what kind of relationship do they have, dog?
No, bro. I was thinking the same thing. And I don't even mean to be a hater because, you know, hey, whatever Sarah and them is good with. And
yeah,
sorry, I got to take off Chapo's collar. Hey, real quick, can Spot is their third. Can Chapo be our honorary third member?
Hey, I told you last time we need to get him a camera and shit, but you said he was blowing himself, so.
Okay, yeah, well, he does that often, so maybe, I don't know if we get, well, can you find a camera that'll censor itself?
Well, once we get somebody to actually produce it live, they can actually blur it out if he does that.
Like when he's doing that, can he like throw like a happy face emoji up instead because he's happy?
Yeah.
Block it? Okay.
Yeah,
back to Have Smut, they said. So yeah, like you said, they were talking like they got a weird relationship. And like, you know, I'm not going to even say what me and you talk about off camera because I don't want to start no rumors. But with that being said, from my experience, I've been with a couple of chicks that would have been cool with it had I behaved like that as well. But most of what I've witnessed in my grown up adult life, from all my friends, you know, family, co-workers, I've worked with a lot of people, you know, I've chronicled my Save Mart histories here, and I've worked with a lot of people, and I don't know of too many people that would be cool with that, because you know what, they're both married, and then they were talking about oral sex, asking if they prefer to receive first.
No, I was going to bring that up, but I was waiting for you to finish. I didn't want to interrupt. Well,
bring it up.
Well, the thing that made me kind of, I'm glad actually that they talked about it, because it made me feel a little uncomfortable, as weak as that sounds, only because, okay, so do you remember when Spot first hit us with all of his phase 3 and 3.5 and all that? And we were like, man, it's a bit much because he gets kind of graphic, right? And I started to question myself, like, I was like, am I thinking, you know, I don't want to hear about it because of the like gay aspect.
Oh,
I want it.
Oh, Spot, you know? Or
Nicole? No, I'm talking about Spot right now. I started to think like, am I being homophobic? Is that what it is? That I don't want to, because I was like, I say I wouldn't care either way if it was a dude and a chick, like I wouldn't want to hear that either. But I'm like, is that true? Am I just saying that so I sound like I'm not being fucked up? And then this week on Have Kids, they said Rich was talking about his wife giving him a BJ before the show and all that.
What's Have Kids, they said? They have another podcast?
Yeah. Oh, so on Have Smut, they said.
Well, do they have like a G version? Because they should have two versions, bro. Doug, the version you're describing right now should be Have Smut, they said. And then when they are talking about family shit, that should be Have Kids, they said.
Well, when Rich was talking about getting a BJ and how he was in a good mood and this, and they kept talking about, Nicole is like, you're in a good mood because you just got ahead. And Doug, I'm like, I don't need to hear that shit. And that made me feel like, okay, cool. I'm not just being a jackass. I don't want to hear about anybody's fucking bedroom talk, you know? And it was just like, when I don't know, maybe it's because like we've gotten to kind of know Sarah and it feels a little weird to like hear, like, I don't know, but it was a little uncomfortable. And they were kind of like whatever about it. So, I mean, good for them, but it was just a little awkward, like just for me.
See, and I don't worry about the Sarah aspect because obviously she's okay with it because I mean, he does the damn podcast in the other room and he's loud as shit and she's always probably home when he's doing it. You know what I mean? So if she's cool with it, no one to judge. Again, I just don't understand. Like I said, from my experience, from what I have witnessed, most women aren't. And like you said, they're talking about blowjobs and you're happy I don't know. It just sometimes some of the conversation they have feels like they're more than friends. How is that? Is that fair without it, or at one point maybe in their past lives? Like Covino has a past life, right? It has nothing to do with his current life. So maybe like pre-Sarah, maybe. I don't know. Christmas party, I don't know, bro. I just know that they're pretty open with each other, and it's not like they're just having
Oh, wow. Sorry. Joey Lawrence jumped in. He don't know what's going on with them either.
I haven't heard that one in a minute, but I guess that's what I'm saying, is that it's not necessarily that they're having the conversation, because I have friends that are girls that I can have conversations like that with no problem, and I'm not banging them. But to put it on a recorded platform for anybody to access, that's where I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. No, I'll really throw out one of those too, because it goes back to what the conversation they had a few weeks ago of what was it? The Real or whatever, where they're having this conversation. And that's the thing. They're putting it on this public platform and it's just,
let me ask you a question. So obviously you probably went to the Apple store and the podcast and you added it to your library, correct?
Yeah.
So when you did that, was there a little box that popped up and said, click here if you're under 18, or yes, I can enter, or no, I can't? Like if you go look at a dispensary online, every one of them has a box that pops up that you have to check that you're over 21 before you can view anything on that page. Do you think it didn't do that on their podcast, but with the way they talk, maybe they should have a filter. Like maybe you should verify age before, because you don't want some 16-year-old listening to that.
Yeah.
And they're both serious XM personalities.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
And tell me little kids don't listen to Hits One, bro.
Yeah. I think with, I don't know. Yeah. The only thing that makes me kind of think, I'm just thinking, no podcast has censorship like that if you're just going to go listen to it. So, but I think it's a little misleading with the,
it's completely fucking elementary, misleading.
The elementary, you know, logo album art shit looks, bro, very
she's
kiddish.
She's a chick on Hits One and he's whatever he was Pop doing. 2K. He was on, bro, they're like those two channels to me kind of are similar to like the Teeny Bopper Teen Bop magazine.
Yeah.
So I would assume that audience would want to follow them like I used to with underground rap, bro. I mean, back in the day, if Messy Marv was on a CD, I'm probably buying that CD just to hear the Messy Marv verse because we couldn't download just track at a time at that point. So I would have to think that people that like their public image that they show on Sirius XM would want to follow them outside and see other work they're doing. And this is the fucking surprise they get. And like, is it crazy? Could it be a 13-year-old girl or a 13-year-old boy? I mean, it's Pop 2K and fucking Hits 1.
Yeah. Yeah, Pop 2K. I'm not thinking so much Pop 2K, just because I'm thinking that demo is probably a little bit older. But
how many times did they interview Taylor Swift?
Definitely on the Hits 1. Yeah, the Hits 1 station,
no
I would say definitely.
Are going to click on their podcast?
No, possibly, but I'm saying from the Pop 2K aspect, probably not. But from Hits 1, yeah, I could see that.
And I don't know, man. And again, no judgment. I'm not Mathis, Judy, or Joe Brown, so I am not judging them on this. We like to talk about stuff. This is something that I have questions about, and so we're bringing it up here.
We wouldn't be the After Show But Later if we didn't have an opinion, right?
Right. And they can do what they want. I'm not even saying they need to stop. I'm just saying it made me think these things as I'm listening to a show I like. I like it. I'm of age. I got in the podcast, right? I didn't have to prove my identity. So I like their smutty, because I'm a smutty fucker myself. So I like the smut. But at the same time, I have these questions.
You know, it was nice to have Spot back like midweek, because I don't know if it was the break being away or what, but when he came back, he sounded like he was like in a good mood and happy. And he seemed pretty chill. He just kind of had like a, I don't want to say a glow about him, but he had like a, he looked like he was in a good mood and good spirits and shit on when he came back. So I don't know. Okay. I think being away for a little bit kind of, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. I think he, you know, left Covino and Rich for a little bit and came back in a good mood. So I liked it. I was happy.
Well, go Spot. Anytime Spot's happy, I think we're all happy.
Yep. Right.
So Covino said he had a $10 fruit cup, a little Vato fruit cup at the Little League game. Do you fuck with those or what?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I just had a conversation with a coworker the other day, because they have the little fruit cups at the little eatery at our work. They're like
Chamoy and tahin, or just chamoy?
They're probably like $6 probably. And they don't come with tahin. You have to put your own, right? But what's one of the good things about working on a college campus is there's always fundraisers and shit going around for clubs and shit. So the same little shit that you could buy for $6 or whatever at the eatery, one of our work studies came in, she had them for $2.
Oh, that's dope.
So we were like, hell yeah, you're helping out the club. You know, they're freaking making money for their little trips and shit. You get something at $2 rather than, you know, $6 or whatever. So it's cool. So I love them. I love fruit cups like that.
So you know what I had to do today?
Hmm.
So if you're a baller on a budget like me, at the liquor store, they sell the little small tahines for like 99 cents.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, you take it wherever you go, right? So I got one in my work truck. And then, so I went to Albertsons today to service them. And the dude was at lunch, so I had to wait for a minute. So I went and bought me a fruit bowl. It was like $3.99, and that motherfucker was like, it had pineapple. It had everything. It had everything, grapes and watermelon, pineapple, cantaloupe, and honeydew. I busted out my little tahini, and so I got a shit half price. And you know it's fresh because they sell the produce.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Gotta have the fruit cup.
Yeah, no, 100%. I love those.
So Jordan talked Covino into traveling on a mission for some s'mores, right?
You know what? You got to kind of fill me in, because I only half heard that conversation. I just know he ended up traveling like 40 minutes for something.
For some s'mores. And so, you know, she wanted to do it. He went with her. Didn't realize it was that far. But I guess they were smacking. So the question that they asked is, is it worth it? Would you travel like that for food?
When they I don't want to say I would travel, because when they mentioned that, I was thinking about, there's a nearby city that's right in California, and they have some, you know, restaurants and shit that El Centro. So okay. It's actually like right there in the Imperial Valley where, what's his name? The fucking, the destroyer, Andy Ruiz Jr.
Oh yeah.
That's actually where he's from. So it's about 45 minutes away from us. They have restaurants and shit that we don't have. They have like we don't have like a Cinnabon and stupid shit like that. I don't think we do.
I've never. Yeah, that shit's overrated. But I've never been there.
But yeah, so they have a bunch of like stupid little shit like that, little places that if you want something different, you can go. And we do go from time to time,
You like
but it's
Cinnabon?
not, but not Cinnabon. I'm just saying to that little city.
Oh, okay.
So it's like 45 minutes away. So I'm like, but I don't think there's anything that I'd be like, damn, I'm gonna travel just for that. When I was young, we didn't have an In-N-Out or nothing like that. So it was cool whenever I'd go to Cali to go see my cousins. We'd be like, oh, fuck yeah. When we'd be in LA, we're like, cool, In-N-Out, you know, because we would only have
Yeah.
it once a year whenever we would see them, you know?
Yeah.
So, but we never went out of our way to get something like that. So I don't know. What
Well, I
about
know I
you?
definitely, I'm a Blazer, you know that, not from Portland. And I once drove
And
like
not
an
a
hour and a
Chevy.
half. No. So not a Chevy either. But I once drove like an hour and a half, bro, for a Dairy Queen, 'cause they took them all out of the valley, bro. So
Oh, really?
they had some crazy ass Blizzard fucking Stoner special on the TV and shit on the that advertisement. And so I
Yeah.
seen that shit, and yeah, the next day we fucking smashed.
No, I remember some of my cousins from LA, like my cousin Rachel. Now she lives in Henderson in Nevada.
Nevada,
And
yep.
whenever they would come over here, all of when they were still in LA, all of the little Dairy Queens and shit like around there, I don't know if they never had any or they just closed or what, but every time they came to town, there was a Dairy Queen probably about a 2 minute walk away from my grandma's house. So
Right.
as soon as they would get there, they'd be like, all right, we have to go walk to Dairy Queen. And they love that shit. And for us, since it was just, you know, a couple of minutes away, we didn't crave it like they did, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, Derek. Well, you know, I don't really, their food's not all that hot. I mean, it's all right, I guess, but it's those blizzards.
Yeah.
It's the fucking Frosty Frost, the Treaty Treats, bro. That's what that shit is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you go for. You don't go for the cheeseburgers.
No, and we
Fuck,
actually.
you can get the cheeseburgers in the frozen food section at your local grocery store that microwave better than their fucking cheeseburger.
And you
But
know
I
what?
bet but no one's beating their Blizzard. I'm telling you that right now.
Here in town, we have three Dairy Queen locations, and only one of them has food. And for a while, they didn't even sell
Really?
food. Yeah.
Oh, bro, when I was in Oregon,
Yeah, it's only the treats.
Oregon, they used to have a shrimp basket. You get like six scrimps and fucking fries and a soda for like fucking $5.99 or something silly.
I think I only ate their food one time ever with my friend Erica. I think we
How did
went
they
and
get
grubbed
down?
there. Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't all
Hey,
that.
motherfucker, get down. Sorry, Chopper's trying to look at the neighbors out the window.
Oh, hey, how's he feeling?
He's back.
He's back. There you go.
Motherfucker's
That
back. He's
that's
back.
cool. That's so cool, man. 'Cause it was only like.
And I didn't panic. I didn't rush him to the vet. I tried to give it a day. Because my rule of thumb is this, and fellow pet owners, if you want to chime in and give us your opinion and how you take care of your pets, I'm curious. You know what I mean? There's no wrong answer. There's no wrong opinion. I'd like to get some feedback. But for me, if they're jacked up for a day, like hella bad, right? And you comfort them, you make sure that they're, you know, you get them water, make sure they're okay, do what you can. Obviously, not as a veterinarian, because I'm not a veterinarian, but as a good owner, you do what you can, make sure they're comfortable, and hope shit starts to improve. If you're at fucking day two, bro, and like halfway through day two, it's not improving, or God forbid it starts to get worse, at that point you gotta go to the vet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if you go through day one and they wake up worse in day two, then you gotta go to the vet. You know what I mean? So that's kind of my rule of thumb. But he was fucked up because he eats rocks and shit. Chapo's wild. You throw him in the backyard, he's acting up. He does what he does, you know? And so, like a year and a half ago, he ate a rock and I had to take his ass to the vet. And, you know, he was okay, but they gave him some doggy Vicodin. And no, I didn't take it. Okay. I didn't steal Chapo's meds. So when he was sick like a year and a half ago, I think I gave him two of the seven that they gave him. And then he still had five left. So when he was all fucked up that night, dude, it seemed like he fucked his back up, like, 'cause he didn't want to get up on his legs and he didn't want to jump. But, you know, I don't speak dog, so he couldn't really tell me what happened. I'm just trying to observe and figure the shit out. So with
Yeah,
that being
yeah.
said, you know, with that being said, try to make him comfortable and whatnot. And at the end of the night, he still had five of them Vicodins left. So I split one in half. I gave him the half and he was cool when he got through the night. And then the next day, he seemed like he was making a little progress. He still didn't want to jump or get up on his hind legs, but you know, in the midday, gave him his other half and whatnot. He was chilling. So now, you know, at the end of that night, he started doing better. Then he starts to gingerly get on the couch, and then day by day, you know, I think he just jacked his back up or his leg, And you know, he's good now.
You just dropped a school word on us. Gingerly.
Gingerly.
I don't drop that in too many conversations, but I might have to now. I liked it.
Well, that was like fucking spot. What did he drop? He dropped that word, bro. I never fucking heard of that word.
In her trunkin or something. Trunky.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now.
What
yeah,
word was it?
I'm looking right.
Oh, it was
trunkin.
Truncate. She lost her G string because her trunk ate it.
Right.
I never heard that word in my life.
My 12 inch penis disappeared because her trunk ate it.
Because her trunk ate it. That's so fucking funny.
I'm just saying, bro. What's he talking about?
I thought I lost my nose because her trunk ate it.
Her trunk ate it.
Oh my God.
Fuck, man. Hey, so that leads me to my question. Are you that dude?
That what? Drops a trunk ate it?
No, that tries to fucking outsmart everybody in the room and use stupid ass words that no one's going to understand just so you can have your moment of attention.
Not at all. Not at all.
I'm not going to date myself, but I've been around for many summers. I ain't never heard that dumbass word used in conversation in my life. So when you're the dude that tries to pull it out and use it, you look like a fucking clown.
Yeah, I remember.
I've been around for a long time, bro. Let me ask you that. I'm sorry. Hey, D, have you ever heard truncated in a conversation?
No, I didn't even know that was a word until you said it.
Now, unless you go viral and that shit becomes the shit.
Truncate it.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, man.
What are you doing? Don't be that guy. He's that guy. It. The problem is we all have buddies who are that guy, and that's him.
You know what's funny? I remember I was watching a sitcom.
Hey, bro, he walks too fast. He ditches them when they're fucking hanging out and doing shit. Spot is that guy. And that's okay. You know, everyone has buddy who is that guy. It's just with them at Spot.
Hey, you know when Spot realized he was a top because the dude that he was with, his trunk ate it. He was with the dude and his trunk ate it.
His trunk ate it.
Wow. You know
what?
Do you remember when Covino and Rich and Spot were at that soccer game with Messi? And they saw that big black dude that recognized Spot because they had hooked up or whatever. That black dude had looked at Spot and they probably remembered each other because each other's trunk ate it. Probably.
Right. Speaking of Spot, have you watched all the Harry Potter films?
I've never seen one.
And he was talking shit about Rich and saying that Rich, when Rich said when he gets older, he's going to fucking watch all the series he never watched. And bro, how old are you? So here's my question, okay? I had kids that liked Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So that would be a valid reason for me to watch Harry Potter. But I never watched Harry fucking Potter. Because that shit, dude, you're watching a make-believe show about fucking wizards and magic, dude. Okay? And I'm not saying dudes in tights with pads and a pigskin is much better. But to each his own, provolone. I've never came on here and said Spot fucking blah, blah, blah because he don't like football, right? So to try to make everybody who ain't watched Harry Potter feel a certain type of way, like, sorry, bro. I'm not excited by fucking spells and fucking warlocks and fucking wizards. My bad.
Yeah, I've had zero interest in Harry Potter. You know zero what I mean? Interest. So yeah, I couldn't relate.
And you know what, bro? I don't have a data of factual percentage, but I know that it's higher than zero of dudes that like Harry Potter like other dudes.
Yeah, I would say there's a percentage in there that I'm sure the percentage isn't zero though.
Right. I mean, it's at least 0.5.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that conversation, he said, it's a kids movie. Which leads me to my question. Then why the hell would I watch it?
Yeah.
I don't watch reruns of fucking Buster Bunny and Babs Bunny Remember that show?
Buster
What was that?
Bunny.
Remember Buster and Babs Bunnies? What was that? What was
Was
that one?
Buster like the bad bugs?
Yes.
Okay, because I only vaguely remember, but it did ring a bell.
Okay, Tourniquet, Overpromise podcast. Covino talked about, they talked about the times that they misused the word that you can never live down.
Yeah.
Epitome. What do you think about that?
The epitome?
Epitome.
Epitome. You know what? Somebody had mentioned on the, what was it? On the Overpromise podcast. Somebody mentioned on the comments, they were like, because, you know, Covino's been saying that for years. Epitome and another one he used a lot was I digest, right? For I digress. And somebody on the comments was like, I heard him say epitome for years. I never knew that it was a Shia LaBeouf reference. And it's funny because I was like, they used to drop it so much back in the day that I think if you've been listening for, you know, over probably 5 or 6 years,
right,
you remembered that. So now it just kind of became like, oh, it's one of those references that just kind of goes without saying. But when Covino was explaining it and listeners that have been listening for a good minute were like, oh, shit, I didn't know where that came from. I was like, oh, I forget. There's always new people listening. That's why once in a while it is good to repeat the story, actually, you know?
So my question for you is, do you have any words that you intentionally mispronounce like that?
Epitome. Intentionally, I don't know. Sometimes I might to see if somebody's going to correct me, but what I'll do is sometimes I'll mispronounce it so bad that I'll look at them to see if they're going to look at me to correct me. And then they're like, oh, okay, he's not fucking stupid. He was just, you know, because there's those people that always want to correct you. So I'll say something sometimes, and then I'll be like, and then they're like, actually, okay, actually, okay. Truncate it.
Yeah, so for me, I do, I'm guilty of it. And the first two that I know that I'm the most guilty is Hometown Buffett.
Yeah.
Or Home Depot.
Yeah.
Home Depot.
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 Yeah, the Depot.
So I get it. No, I'm down with that. Epitome is good. So another one I want to get to, and then I'm going to let you grab a couple after that, but I got to get to this last one. Fucking right. Rich Davis.
Yep.
It started Covino. He was talking about Paramount Plus, and he wanted to cancel it, and Jordan said she watched the show, and it kind of rolled over into subscriptions and – you know, cancel the ones you don't need, but don't cancel CNR. Did you hear that?
I did.
So how in the fuck, sorry for my language, but I'm confused. Either the day before or the day after, wasn't Rich talking about stealing napkins and forks from Chipotle?
I think he might have been in that same conversation or that same day.
Because, dude, like, does he not understand that nothing is free? And Spot made a comment in saying that's why your burrito is, what, $20?
Yeah.
But I don't understand how he thinks it's okay to boost shit like that, but then tell people not to fucking to cancel their shit to save money. Like, I don't. Does he not understand someone's got to buy it? Like the budget, there's a budget. You know what I'm saying? And if you, it's like anything. We're about to have a government shutdown right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do to solve that and to get everyone back to work?
What?
Figure out where they can make cuts. So how they can make the budget, or they're going to increase the fucking spending limit. It's one or two things. And when you're stealing from a business, neither one of those is good if you want a good deal.
You know what? And it goes back to, dog, even like the most basic fucking like business shit, right? I remember being in like seventh grade and, you know, VCRs were still a thing back then. So I remember they were like, yeah, your VCR is $180 because of the people that steal them. They could be $120. So that goes back to the my burrito's $20 when it could be $13, right? But people are freaking taking, he said, a handful of freaking napkins, utensils, right? Utensils. He said utensils, napkins, everything. So he was like, well, he was like, you know, you charge me $30 for me and Sarah to eat. Well, that's why, because people doing shit like that, it adds up.
But bro, if I go and get my oil changed and they charge me $89, I don't get to go in the back and steal another quart of oil.
I know.
It doesn't work that way. That's not how that works. Like, you have to understand that shit, they're paying for it.
But do you remember back when Covino was, I think it was in his old life, he mentioned something about he ran to Trader Joe's or something to buy like a quart of milk or some shit. And Rich was like, well, why don't you just go to your local 7-Eleven and grab some milk from like the coffee section? And Covino was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And Rich was like, yeah, I was making something and Sarah needed some milk, but she only needed like a cup. He goes, so you I walked over across the street and I got some milk in a cup.
I'm going to call again, it right
that's
now.
That's the same shit. That's the same shit.
The old abuelitas in my neighborhood, bro, they had a word for people like Dickie Davis.
Pinchy pendejos.
And I'm going to try. Oh, nope. I'm going to try not to mispronounce it, but it was a mal criado.
Mal criado?
Which means you ain't fucking raised right. And Davis is not raised right, bro. For him to think that he can just steal forks and napkins and fucking milk because he needs some shit. Motherfucker, you always talk about you make a good living. Why would you want to take money from people over something so silly? Like, I'm from Fresno, bro. If you want some plastic forks, go to the fucking Cherry Auction on a Saturday afternoon and buy 1,000 for $20.
Ooh, speaking of which, it's almost auction season. Hell yeah.
What that mean?
They're going to, usually around October, they do a surplus at my work. Everybody grabs all the shit and, you know, they fucking have an auction. And then the city of Yuma is also doing one in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's cool.
And then because it's getting actually tolerable weather, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they're starting to do shit. So even like the little locally owned like auction companies and shit are going to start opening their doors and stuff, have like estate sales and shit. So I love going to that shit, dog. I fucking love auctions. Oh,
me too, bro. So I'm waiting for the invite. I haven't seen a letter, an email, a text, or a missed call from you saying, hey, come to the auction.
All right. Well, you know, the ones that I've never been to, but I've always wanted to go to, those storage auctions.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember my homie Johnny's grandpa had went to an auction.
I had a buddy's dad used to do that shit too.
He bought the fucking little, what is it, room or whatever? The unit?
The storage unit.
Yeah, he bought it for like $275.
Uh-huh.
Doug, he made over a grand. Because in that unit, there was a gang of tools.
Oh,
gang of power tools. Motherfucker just went and had like a yard sale the next weekend and flipped all that shit.
Hey, that's hustle.
Oh, yeah.
The hustle continues. Real quick, yeah. I want to get back to Thief Davis. So Thief Davis, I got a little bit of advice for you, Thief Davis. You know, here's the hustle. And here's how people like me can get away with that shit without stealing like people like you. All you got to do is approach the most unhappiest person in Long John Silver's or In-N-Out Burger or fucking McDonald's or Foster's Freeze or wherever you're at and say, hey, man, you care if I grab a couple extra forks? Hey, man, can I have a couple extra packets of that sauce? Hey, man, you care if I grab some of those napkins to take with me? That's all you got to do. Because once you get the clearance, it's not stealing. If you don't ask for permission, it's stealing.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about it. Just like you mentioned, you get your oil changed and then you go get another quart of oil. Right, Doug? That's like going to fucking Walmart and getting a box of cornflakes. And you're like, what the fuck? These are $4.99 a box now? Well, then I'm going to take a small one too. No, yeah, I'm going to take me a fucking bag of Oreos too or whatever. You know, like you don't get to do that shit. You don't get to even it out. Nah.
No, you don't. You don't. So anyways, Rich also said, don't use your friends to get a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's absolutely wrong. You know why Rich says that? Because he has nothing to offer in return. Because Sarah, he can't work on a house because Sarah does it all. He can't work on a car because Sarah rebuilt his transmission, right? There's anything labor. Rich has nothing to offer you in return but money. because he has no skill set other than his fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Mito hooks me up all the time, bro. He hooks me up on my stereo systems. He hooks me up on labor for cars. But guess what? Who you think did his taxes this year?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I fucking charged him? That's what friends are for. If you have a friend who is great at a specialty, you know, skill set, and you're great at something different, who you think call me for business advice all the time? I give people advice all the fucking time. You think I charge my buddies?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me and you have talked about LLC. I told you you should do this and do that so you can, yeah. It'll benefit you here. It'll benefit you there. I didn't send you a fucking bill, did I?
Nah. If I would have got one in the fucking mail, I would have laughed. I'd know what the fuck?
But at the same time, you know, you do all the production. You do all the editing. You there's a lot of shit you do as well, bro, that you don't ask me for shit for.
Yeah.
So I think that he's absolutely wrong. I think that, you know, I mean, I think if your buddy cuts hair, you don't try to nickel and dime and lowball maybe your buddy unless he needs something from you. Maybe you're a great plumber and fucking dude. I know a dude that was a dentist and he smoked weed. So the weed man would give him deals and he got free teeth. His shit was free every time he went in.
He got free teeth.
That's just the way that it works, bro. Like, because Rich ain't a hustler. He makes money and he's a money maker. And he's a money spender. And I'm sure he's a money saver. But Rich is not a hustler. Like you said, they flipped this, the tools. They went and bought the tools at the auction, flipped it at the yard sale. That's my mentality. That's how I think. Dickie, dude, no dirt Davis. He don't think like that, bro.
Doug, I remember, I never forget. I had seen somebody, you know how you have those like local exchanges and shit, like marketplaces and shit, right? Like online and shit. I remember I saw somebody one time, they were selling like, I don't know, like little kid bracelets or some shit, right? And they were like $2 or some shit, right? And I saw somebody commenting on it, trying to hate. And they were like, they bought all of them from Walmart or some shit. They were on clearance for 30 cents each and all this. And I was like, why are you trying to fuck up their hustle? If they bought them on sale and they got all of them, it's supply and demand, right? So now they could fucking mark them up themselves. They're still cheaper than what Walmart would have originally sold them. They're making a profit. I feel like everybody wins. So why go and try to fuck up their game?
Not only that, dude, like there's work involved. Like there used to be people when I was at the grocery store that would want to come in and we would get Hot Wheels shippers. They would come in a little cardboard stand. You put them out. They're already, it's a little display. You just cut the bottom, lift the thing, and they're ready to sell. They would come in, bro, and try to scavenge through our shit because if they got the one Hot Wheel, they pay what, $1.99 or $2.99 and sell that fucker for $80.
I remember, when I was like at Walmart and shit, this is back when Walmart was like 24 hours. And I would see that the Hot Wheels were always, people were doing that. If you would be walking through that section at like fucking 1 a.m. or some shit, whenever they were going to bring out the truck, people were like scavengers waiting, looking through the boxes even before people had opened them completely.
Well, you got to have, the thing is,
there's some hustle in that, dog. It doesn't just fall into your lap.
Well, what's Dickie going to do when he retires? Is he just going to live off his 401k?
Sounds like
you know, you got to have a hustle, man. You got to be able to hustle. It takes a certain type of mentality to try to flip something, and you see it. People like myself, and actually a couple of the cats I grew up, Mito's the same way. I'm the same way. Tip Dog is to an extent. Columbo's the same way. We see shit, and we automatically know what we're going to make off it if we fuck with it. Mm-hmm. It don't even have to be nothing that applies to us. We could just see something and know if we can make money.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, straight what? It's kind of like how Covino would talk about, if you see something that you're not going to take it, but you know you could, and he calls it the eye of the vato. You see it and just automatically, it's like a quick little thought. Oh, I could jack that if I wanted to, right? You see something, you're like, oh, I could flip that shit, make me fucking $200 on that or whatever, you know?
Well, bro, and I'll give you a couple examples. I mean, number one is obviously, motherfuckers in California, everyone be blasting off illegal fucking fireworks. And now everybody got them and everybody sell them. And it's, you know, it's no hustle now, but it's like, bro, if you're selling something for $200 that costs $65 and I buy fucking 20 of them, I'm making $135 times 20. And not only that, I'm down to make $75 and undercut everybody else to make my shit disappear the next day.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Oh,
he's scaring me.
After show, but later. How can I help you?
Oh,
after show, but later. Is this Tip Dog?
Yeah, it's Tippy, one and only. Hey,
What's up?
you're doing your podcast. I'll hit you later, dude.
All right, man.
All right, bye.
Peace.
You say it's Tippy?
All right, that's Tippy, the one and only, you guys.
Tippy from my bunghole.
You never know. Hey, you never know what you're gonna get when you listen to our podcast.
Yeah. I like how he was like, "Oh, I'll hit you later." I'm like, "Ooh, something
hey,
juicy."
Hey, he don't want to be exposed. He knows I'm.
I know.
Shit.
I heard that. I heard it. It was like,
he's like, "I gotta go. I'll hit you when you're done, motherfucker."
Oh shit! All right, I didn't know. Fuck it. We're gonna have government ears on this shit.
Yeah.
All right then.
Hey, but even Siri called him Tip Dog, so he should take that as a compliment.
Dog, have you heard about the red car theory or some shit?
No.
And this is where I kind of think about it like what you were talking about, how you kind of automatically, after years and years of just growing up that way, this is why you've thought about it. But I heard on, when I was flipping through my TikToks, they were like, if I tell you, you know, the guy had pulled up to the pad, they were doing their podcast, and he was like, hey, he goes, how many red cars did you see on the way over here? And the guy was like, I don't know. And he goes, all right. Before you left your house, if I told you, hey, count all of the red cars you see when you come to my house, whatever, and when you tell me the number when you get here, I'll give you $100. Now there's an incentive, right? So he was like, oh, so now when you're driving to his pad, you're looking around, your fucking mind's in that, I'm gonna look for a red fucking car, right?
Plug bug.
So he was like, the same shit goes like for opportunities and shit. If you're just going through life, and in what I'm equating it to is the hustle that you're talking about. If you're going through life and you're not looking about how you can get something and flip it or whatever, bro, then you're going to miss so much opportunities. You're going to leave a lot of money on the table. Like you and I were talking recently about doing a Vegas trip or something. And I was like, I don't know. I want to be going out of town around that time. And you're like, D, I know you got all kinds of shit right there at your pad. You're like, you sent me 2 microphones. You're like, I know you got all kinds of extra shit. Sell some of that shit that you got. And I was like,
yeah. Oh.
I was like, I didn't even think about that. Like, I offer do got ups. A lot of shit. You know, and I was like, it's just, I'm not thinking like a hustler. I'm thinking more like Rich Davis, and I'm just going to live off my 401k when I retire, you know?
Well, our show, they say that you channel Rich more, and I kind of channel Covino a little more.
Well, it's true, because when you said that, I'm like, huh. I wasn't thinking that, you know, I wasn't thinking. And when you said, I was like, oh shit, you know, and then I heard this red car theory and I was like, damn, that's kind of what El Kakui was talking about. And then, you know, it all makes sense because you're so used to doing it for so many years that it's second nature now, you know?
Well, bro, I'll give you one example. One time when I was at Food Max, I had a buddy and he tried to sell me a fire stick. It was programmed or side loaded or however the fuck you want to call it. And he's charging like $125. Well, I'm over there working, and this dude on my crew was talking about fucking, you know, he was selling them for $75. And I was like, okay. So then I seen Amazon Prime dropped and whatnot. And those motherfuckers were like $20. So I was like, okay. So I hit dude at work. I was like, hey, bro, can I just pay you to program me some shit? I don't want you to put your money up. You ain't got to go buy it. I just want you to program them. I'll give you 10 or 20. You fucking figure it out and fucking give them back to me, and I'll give you fucking, I think he charged me only $10 for every one that I fucking did. So now homeboy's selling his shit for $125 and I'm in at $30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a no-brainer, bro. It's a no-brainer. Someone's kitchen got remodeled that time. But anyways, it's just, you have to think about it. So think about the hustle. So let's say you did something like that and you did remodel a kitchen on a home that you owned. Now you not only took a hustle, you saw a demand, you saw an opportunity. And now you got a remodel kitchen. Now your home value went up 10 grand.
Damn. See, dog, I like these conversations because it gets me thinking like, damn. Like,
hey, blame it on the Bush Light.
Is that what it is?
But
I have a couple of things real quick I wanted to get to because I'm going to have to dip in a second. I got to go and take my daughter to her fucking cheer shit.
Get to what you want to get to, and then I'm going to just flash down.
This one actually is, I'm going to need your assistance because you actually referenced a song from Too Short in 1988.
Oh, yeah.
What was that about?
Well, let's see if I can find it. Well,
because I remember Covino actually referenced El Kakui, and they were talking about the president's
Shout
wife.
Out Covino.
He was like, El Kakui said they made a song about this in 1988, Too Short. And was it about like Nancy Reagan or some shit?
Bro, he basically said, Nancy Reagan gave me a blow job. She licked my dick up and down like it was corn on the cob. Okay? So, yeah. Bro, I bought that tape at the Carruthers Fair in 1988. It was too short. His life is too short. If you motherfuckers want to go grab it, it's a dope-ass tape. Anyways, life is too short, bro. He was talking about Nancy. I knew that shit when I was 11 or 10 or whatever the fuck age I was. And this guy doesn't even know about it. He's like, I heard too short. Yeah, but it would. But I also, so to give Rich's credit, I also never heard she was a throat goat either.
Yeah. You know what? I think that throat goat might be a myth as far as, I don't think that's what they called her. I think they might have called her something, but throat goat.
You think she was blowing fools?
I do think she was.
You think Too Short knew in 88?
I think so. I think 100%. Just like, think about all the Bill Cosby shit. Everybody in Hollywood knew about that. Everybody knew. Everybody knew about that. Hold on. All right. Yeah. Well, everybody knew, but nobody. When it came out, it was just like, oh shit, yeah, that's something everybody knew. I think the same thing with the Nancy Reagan shit, right? It was like everybody knew. It was just like, it just wasn't on fucking CNN at the time, you know?
Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Yeah. Covino told a story about getting catfished back in the day. And
I got catfished.
He told the story.
Keep going. I'm going to turn this in the background.
He told a story about Melody hearing the catfish story, and she thought it was the funniest shit she ever heard. Let me hear.
It is funny.
I can't hear it.
That's not it. I'm having trouble finding it right now.
All right. I could, you know what? I'll throw it in here in post for the
okay,
future
cool.
guy. What the future dude? Oh, damn. But, there we go.
Damn. Corner right of the cob?
On the cob. Like,
on the cob.
Oh, there we
damn,
go.
Damn, short. I didn't
there
know
we
like
go.
That. Top motherfucker. All
right.
Shot.
Let me lower this shit right here. Let me lower. All right. Damn. But no. You know what? That's cool. Let me see. Too short. Covino got catfished. Theo got an acting gig. Now he's contributing to the household. They had their Fox Sports anniversary. A year that they've been on Fox Sports in the afternoons. So I think they've been with Fox Sports for 2 years now. 1 year full time in the afternoons.
Bro, real quick.
What's up?
I got an idea.
What's up?
If they do the DBC again, they should do that motherfucker at Magic Mountain, bro. They should do a day trip to Magic Mountain. It's an adult kind of theme park, but yet they still have the Looney Tune Village. So the wives and the kids got to come. There's something to do. You can get booze. Santa Clarita.
I don't think I've been to Magic Mountain since like 97. No lie.
Oh, yeah. You got to go ride the Ninja. You got to go ride the, what's the Ninja? Colossus. The Superman.
Oh, I ain't riding that.
I will.
I ain't riding the Superman.
And you're in Cali, so for all you tokers out there, you can burn in your car in the parking lot and then go ride the rides. DBC Magic Mountain.
Hell yeah. What else? Kennedy, mommy said to call her.
Oh, Rich talking about flying, that he's not invincible anymore, and he thinks about morbid thoughts and blah, blah, blah. Bro, because you didn't have kids till you were 200. All right. The motherfuckers of us that had kids at 20 thought that shit 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I've thought about that for a long time. And no, I'm not putting them on a separate plane. And no, I'm not doing none of that funny shit. But no, I don't. Every time we take off, I don't like it. Me and Meadle just went to Portland and the fucking turbulence was wild and shit. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. We ain't say shit. But like, we're like, this is fucked up. I don't think anybody likes that.
Nah. You know what? I was listening to Have Smut. They said, and Nicole was saying, oh yeah, I'm used to turbulence. I don't, whatever. But dog, and you're more likely to die in a car crash and all that shit. I'm like, dog, yeah, if you're more likely to get into a car accident or whatever than a plane crash, cool. But I think you're more likely to survive a freaking car crash than you are to survive a plane crash.
Well, let me ask
that
you.
That shit
you
flies into the statement. Ocean or flies That's into a great, mountain.
Great, great statement. So I challenge anybody to tell me who they know who survived a plane crash. Because Thank I you. Can give you about 50 motherfuckers that survived car crashes. That's the
I'm
thing.
One of them.
If they crash, you're going to die. In a car, you're not necessarily guaranteed yeah. that.
Yeah.
Tell me any plane crash survivors you know. Survivor. Yeah.
Exactly. 100%. 100%.
Hey, last thing I want to touch on. Rich asked if the fucking local grocery store was right next door. Would you spend more money or would you go somewhere and to pay cheaper? Would you travel across town?
It depends. Did I have to get like a full on gang of groceries for the week or for 2 weeks or some shit? I'd probably go across town maybe if I could save a few dollars. If I need to grab a couple of things, like maybe some tomatoes and a fucking
tomato.
Thing of mustard and a fucking thing of onions, I might just go next door.
Rich always buys tomatoes because he's trying to catch up.
Oh, you know what? Covino referenced you for that one, too.
Shout out to Covino.
You had a bunch of references this week.
Hey, I appreciate it.
I had a little reference. Covino said that he walked into the house and he said it smelled like pine salt and fabuloso. He said, Daniel Javier Fitz knows what I'm talking about.
I heard that shit.
I was like, oh, hell yeah. Because we just had talked about that a few episodes ago.
And you know what the funny thing is that's how I know the house has been cleaned. If I smell pine salt or fabuloso, it gives me a chubby. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. Damn, now I want to clean, dog. This afternoon.
I know, me too.
This evening, I was actually supposed to go to a comedy show, but I'm going to go drop off Kennedy at Cheer, and then I might come back work for a little bit, and then I think I'm going to start cleaning. I think I want to.
Did you buy tickets to this show?
No. But I know there's still tickets available because I got an email.
Where's Wine Shank?
I don't know.
I want to go to one of her shows and check it out.
It's pretty good. Her and Kim Congdon, dog, if they're ever near you, go see them. They had a really good show.
All right.
I might be. You know what? You mentioned that, and I was like, you know what, dog? That would be so fucking dope because I go, dog, I'm going to a show next Thursday, and then I'm going to, do you know?
What show are you going to next Thursday?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, my bad.
All right. It's because it's a corny show. But
the Privacy Act.
So I'm going to a corny show. It's going to be 98 degrees and all for one. But I'm going to go to, we're going to that show next Thursday. And then in December, we're going to go to Los Tucanes de Tijuana. If you're familiar with them, they sing La Chona. So that's my mom's favorite band. So we're going to go see those people.
Are you taking your mom?
Yeah, it's going to be, Doug, second row. How dope is that?
Oh, that's cool. That's
going to be dope. Because, Doug, I've been to a few shows with my mom, Doug. She fucking loves, and she's somebody, Doug, who like, I mean, growing up, we didn't have a lot of scratch. You know, we didn't go to shows and shit. So her and my dad had gone to a few shows here and there, but it's nice now to be able to go to shows and shit and have like good seats and shit and that experience. So my mom fucking loves shows like that. So this is one of favorite bands. So we're going to go to that. I'm stoked about that.
I got one more thing.
What's up?
Did you hear? And I hope you did. If you didn't, you're welcome. Steph Curry, you know, he's involved in like, entertainment industry now, and he's got like I forgot the game show that he's involved in, and he does all kind of documentaries, whatever. He's got his feet wet in the entertainment world. Did you hear that Steph Curry is gonna produce a documentary about Mac motherfucking Dre?
I screenshot that so I could send it to you.
That's fucking dope, huh?
On my mom, I screenshot that. Watch, let me see this shit. That's right.
You know what? It's just sad that it's 20 years after his death.
I literally screenshot this. I go, I got to send this to Kukui.
Yeah, no. He's doing a documentary on Mac motherfucking Dre.
I seen that.
Dre's mom, Wanda Salvato. I had the pleasure of meeting Mac Dre. We hung out for the whole day. He came to my pad. He recorded two verses. We smoked hella weed. We made a drink together called Remacy. He had some Henny. I had some Remy. There was about that much, you know, give or take in each bottle. And he's like, yeah, what I mean, watch this. And he poured them all together and made Remacy. And then we paid him, you know, I paid him for 32 bars, actually, for two verses. And on one of them, he referenced the Remacy. And if you listen to it on the Young Savage album, he's on there, whatever, you know, way down here in the know, you know, like he came to my pad. That shit was in my motherfucking living room. And he's a cool dude. And everything he's getting now, he deserved then, because he's just a fucking legend, which is crazy because I live like 5 minutes from the prison. And that's where he did 5 years in prison, because he didn't want to acknowledge that he knew his buddies were robbing banks. So instead of just saying, yeah, I know they did it, he did 5 years in the pen for that shit, because he's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So anyways, you're going to see all this shit in the documentary. And it's kind of sad, because he deserved to have this attention when he was here. We did not give him the flowers he deserved while he was here, but better late than never. His family benefits from it. His daughter, his mom's, I met his daughter, Andrea, you know, they're going to benefit from it, obviously, if the documentary does well. So it is what it is, but yeah, check that shit out. And that's crazy.
Yeah, that is super, super dope. I got to get going, but let's go ahead and we'll catch up soon for episode number 207. We're going to welcome Keto 5-0. So check that out midweek. Check it out midweek if you want to see Keto 5-0 and learn a little bit. If you want to learn a little bit,
Davis.
If you want to learn a little bit about Keto 5-0, his family, the show, there might be a character on Netflix that's going to be portrayed, you know, about him, about his mom.
Guido 5-0. It'll be Guido 5-0.
So can't wait for that shit. So look out for episode number 207. We'll be sitting right here with Keto 5-0. We will welcome him and his camper lifestyle. So check that
he's
out.
A good dude.
After show, but later. El Kukui. Oh, you know what? I got to give a quick shout out to Andrew Fournier. He hit me up. He was like, hey, today he was like, I'm listening to old shows and I heard you mention stickers. He's like, do you have any extra stickers? So I need to send them to him so he could plaster them all around his workplace and shit. He said he's gonna do that for us. So shout out
to him. That's dope, right? Hey, can I give an outro song?
Sure. What's up?
All right, I'm playing it right now. You ready?
Let's go.
I'm done playing with you little niggas, I'm talking big bread. Every time you look at my neck, nigga, that's brick fit. Baby, get around, but it's nowhere that I never been. Everything I say, she go do it, is what it is. Stop pillow talking to these hoes, man, you looking simp. I bet she got my name in her phone under, that's him. Say she got a heart broke, and she need some time to chill. I told baby, I don't wanna hit, you need time to heal. Whipping up a smoothie, counting hundreds, watching Shark Tank.